All. Yeah, my name is John David Contreras Abello once again. I was born in Colombia, which is a country in South America. I was born in a little tiny town. Since I was raised in a Christian home, and at the age of 15 years, the Lord called me in a very, very unique way. And this is my second time here in America. So I'm so happy to be here. Thank you. You may ask, so how do you meet Pastor Paul? How do you meet him? Well, you know, there's something called divine connections, you know. And God has certain, you know, some divine connections for you too. And, you know, and I met Paul Jr. through an app of where you can do language exchange. You can talk to foreigners, you know. And it was God who led us, you know, to this place. And after I met Paul Jr., he told me, my father is a pastor. And I said, really? I'm a pastor too. And so then we taught, and we have had a very good friendship for almost 5 months, I think. Since September, I don't remember. And so it's been, I mean, first of all, I want to honor Pastor Paul for something. You know, you don't have a, I mean, you have a unique pastor here. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when I went through a tough time last November, I went through 4 days of literally fighting against the enemy, you know. And I was very, very, how can I say that? I felt really bad, because the enemy was coming against me, and I said, God, what's going on? I don't understand why this is happening. I don't know, Lord. And after I called my mom, and we prayed together, and then I decided to call Pastor Paul, and we started praying, and it was a nice time. And after I prayed with him, I started praying alone in my bedroom in the city where I live. And I literally could feel the enemy in that room. But after I prayed with him, I felt like I had a Thor hammer in my hand, you know? And I said, Satan, you're wrong. You're wrong. You messed up with the wrong guy. And so I said, you know, for 21 years, you have been trying to do something against me over and over and over again. But you haven't realized that what you're really doing, God is using you, because I'm getting closer to God. I'm getting closer to Him. And you know what? I feel this right now. The trials you're going through, the problems, the issues you're going through, Church of Jesus, Satan's plan is to take you out of God's presence. But let me tell you something. Do the opposite. Do the opposite. The enemy is expecting you to leave God's presence. The enemy is expecting you not to go to the presence of God, not to pray. Well, when you are in problems, when you are going through the fire, you pray more. When you're going through the fire, you worship more. When you're going through the waters, you know, when the lie, when the enemy is coming against you, you say, okay, if you think I'm going to leave my safe place, because the presence of God is the safe, is a safe place for us. The presence of God, listen to this, is a safe place where you can hide. It's a place where you can be there and the enemy cannot touch you. The enemy cannot touch you when you are in the presence of the Lord. The reason why Satan sometimes can touch the people of God is because we forget where our safe place is. Your safe place is in the presence of the Lord. And I'm not preaching yet. I'm not preaching yet. But, oh, It's Spanish over here. That's good. And so Pastor Paul helped me a lot during that time. So I really want to honor his life and bless him for that. And also I want to encourage you to worship God during this time of during this year as you have never done it before. Worship is a lifestyle. Worship is more than singing. Worship is more than say you are in good. Worship is a lifestyle. It's living. It's living what you're singing. One of my favorite psalms is Psalms 18. When you read that, I was traveling once and was in the bus terminal. I was waiting for the bus to leave. And I decided to open my Bible. And I opened it in Psalms 18. And all of a sudden, while I was reading that psalm, the Lord took me through that psalm. And the Bible says that David was in a tough moment of his life. He could feel the enemies around him. He could feel his enemies that were chasing him. But he started worshiping and he had never done it before. He started praying. He started saying, God, I need your help. And the Bible said that God heard David's worship. God heard David's voice. And the Bible said that God stood up from his throne and he descended. And the foundation of the earth were opened. You know, picture that in your mind. That God took the time to stand up from his throne and coming down and take his son out of the jail where he was. Today the Holy Spirit is going to descend over this place and going to take you out of the prisons of the jail that you have gone through during your life. You know, there is freedom in this place. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Right? So I want you to stand up for a moment, please. Let's worship, please. Let's worship. I want to worship one more time. But at this time, I want you to forget. I want you to forget all your trials. I want you to forget. Where is James? My friend James, please. I want you to forget all your issues and focus on Jesus. Focus on He is worthy to be praised. Lift up your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence, Lord, this morning. We come before your presence. Say right now where you are the most beautiful words to God. Say what God means for you. Express Him what He means for you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to this place. We bless you, Jesus. Ore mia kanda chieta brasetere bratara bayotere. Rekiaturu braba satoro braba baba baba baba. Ikana mashende rabra baba baba. I declare freedom in this place this morning. I declare freedom in this place. Let's sing How Great Is Our God. Come on, lift up your hands and say, You're great, Lord. You're great, Lord. Say, You're great. You're great. Say it. Say, You're great. You're great. You're great. Come on, people. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and worship Him. Worship Him. And the come on, worship Him. Oh, yes. Yes. The years of pain. I will restore the years of sorrow. I will restore the years that you have gone through difficult situations. I see you walking through different way of stones. Have you been there and say, God, I don't understand why. Why this is happening to me? But today is a new day. And the Lord says, today is a new beginning for you. Today is a new beginning. The Lord says, all the trials, all the problems you have gone through throughout your entire life have been the tools I have used to prepare you for this time. Because right now, the Lord says, a new time, the best season of your life starts today. No more sorrow. I turn the sorrow into joy. God is going to bless your family. I see there is a burden in your heart for your family. You've been carrying in your heart your family saying, God, I want you to do something in my family. And the Lord said, I have seen your tears. I have seen your tears. I have seen the pain. I have seen what you have gone through. But do not be afraid, man. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Because today is a new beginning. And do not believe the lies of the enemy. Do not believe the lies of the enemy. Satan has nothing else to say but lies. But the truth remains in me, says the Lord. Focus on me. Focus on me. Seek me as you have never sought me before. And you will see my blessing, says the Lord. I thank you for the life of this man. And I declare that something new is going to start, Lord. Satan, I command you to leave in Jesus' name. You have no business with this guy. You will... Listen, Satan. The purpose and the plans of God for this man are greater than your words and your plans. And I align his life with God's plans. I align his life with God's purpose. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Woo! You're going to see, the Lord says, you're going to see my blessing upon you. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do. But the Lord told me she's a business woman. And you're going to see my blessing, said the Lord. And the Lord said, I'm going to open doors for you. I'm going to open new doors. I see the earth and doors being opened all over the place. And God says, I'm going to use you with power. I'm going to use you. And you're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles. You're going to encourage many women. You're going to encourage many women. You're gonna. Oh yes, I see women that are broke, women under pain, women that don't know what to do with their homes, their children, and you will be a voice of God for them. But you also are going to bless them. You're gonna be a blessing for them. You know, you're coming from a country that. In Latin America, you know what's going on, you know, like with women and all the things. Well, the Lord's going to use you. The Lord's going to use you to encourage women. Women that have been abandoned by their husbands. Women that have been feeling like forgotten. This woman, I met a beautiful pastor woman in Colombia. Her name is Maria Mercedes Mejia. I met her 11 years ago. And when I met that woman, my spirit was stirred up. My spirit was awakened to something new from God. And that's what's going to happen to people that you meet. God is going to use you to stir up the spirit of the church, the spirit of the women that you're going to meet. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I release a prophetic anointing upon this woman. I release heaven on her life. I release do not be afraid of the enemy. Do not believe the lies of the enemy. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to protect. I'm going to be your provider. And I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to be there for you, says the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. One more time. How great. Come on, lift up your hands. Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him.
Sing with me. How great is our God. How great is our God.
open a door for you. Something you have been praying and asking God for a long time.
And the Lord says, believe.
Believe.
Because you will see what you have in your heart. You will see. I have heard that prayer request. I have heard that thing you have in your heart. I don't know if that thing has to do with your education or something like that, but the Lord is going to open a new door for you. But keep believing. The key to open that door is faith. The key to open the door you are expecting is faith. Remain in me. Abide in me. And I will fight for you. And I will do great things for you. Do not be afraid. Because something new the Lord has for you. And you will see with your eyes. You will see the promise. You will see the Lord has not forgotten what he said in the first place. He hasn't forgotten. He will do it. He keeps the word. And his word, he will perform it. He will perform his word. In Jesus' name. Father, I bless this woman with the best from heaven. I bless her, Lord. And I know she will be a blessing for her family. I know that you are with her. And I wish she will see your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 My sister, the Lord says the work is not over. It's not over. There's still more to do. There's still more to teach. You know, I see the spirit of wisdom upon you and the spirit of counsel. And the Lord says you're going to start flowing in a new dimension of wisdom and counsel. I see people crying in front of you with their problems. They don't know what to do. They don't know which way to go. And the Lord says, I'm going to give you an accurate word for them. I'm going to give you an accurate word for them. There is wisdom in you. You're a woman of wisdom. I don't know you, but I do know that wisdom, and I see that word in your forehead. Wisdom. Wisdom. And listen to this. Do not be afraid of what is coming. Satan will try to come against you. But let me tell you something. There is a wall of protection, of fire around you. There is a wall of fire around you. And Satan will not be able to touch you. And you will lift, you will raise up, you will encourage people. Because you have wisdom. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray for this woman. I pray for her. The spirit of wisdom, which is one of the spirit of the seven spirit of God, I release it upon her. Divine intelligence and divine wisdom. You will know stuff that you don't know how to, you didn't know in the first place. You will do stuff that you thought you would not be able to do. But there is something powerful coming upon you. The blessing of the Lord. I bless him in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You two are two warriors. You two are warriors. And let me tell you something. The enemy is scared of you. The enemy is scared. He's afraid. Let me tell you why. Because the word of the Lord is in your mouth. And the word is like a sword. When you pray, the word that comes out of your mouth is like a sword that destroys Satan's plans. There's fire over here.
There's fire here. I don't know if you're feeling that fire, but I feel fire upon you. And God says, whew, God says, a new time is coming where you go on your knees and pray, and the kingdom of God will abound because of your prayers. The kingdom of God will abound because of your prayers. You're gonna pray for nations. You're gonna pray especially nations from Africa. I'm getting the name Cambodia. I don't know if that is a country, but I'm getting that name. You're gonna pray for Turkey. You're gonna pray for Israel. That is in Asia, but you're gonna pray for Israel. And the Lord says, I will bring revival upon the nation you pray for. You are columns of prayer over the nations of the earth. Your words will be accurate. Precise words, prophetic words. You are prophetic intercessors. And I release as a prophet of the Lord upon you a prophetic spirit, the prophetic anointing of the Holy Spirit. Right now in Jesus' name, a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire. A fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of prophecy. In Jesus' name. Do not be afraid of the attacks of the enemy. Because Satan will come through one way, but he will run away through seven ways. He has no power to touch you. He has no authority to touch you. And if he tries to touch you, he's trying to mess up with me. And I will defend you, says the Lord. The Holy Spirit says, I am your friend. I am your friend. And I will be there with you to pray. And you will pray with understanding. With understanding. Knowing that you already have the victory. Whatever thing you want to pray for, I will give it to you. Because the Lord is going to take you to the place, actually it's a higher place, because you have already been there, to the place where the intercession is heard. You will be close to my throne, says the Lord, and I will hear your prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless these two women. I bless them with the best from heaven. Holy Spirit, possess them. Possess them. Possess them. Possess them. Possess their spirit, soul, and body. You will be so energized. You will have such an energy that many young people will not have. And it's because my spirit is in you. I bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh yes, let's worship one more time. Let's say how great is our God. Woo! My God. Yes.
He's my God. Sing with me, God. He's my God. No one sees.
Oh yes.
And he's our God.
Put your hands together, people. Put your hands together. And let's thank the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Woo. Say to the person next to you, God is in this place. God is in this place. And tell that person, he's here for you. He's here for you. Amen. Go with me, please, to Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Amen. Yes. Father, I pray this morning that your word come with clarity upon my life and that I can release it to your people. I declare, Lord, that this is a fruitful land where your word will be sowed today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Oh Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am only a youth. For to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Next. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up, to break down, to destroy, and to overthrow, to build and to plant. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? Repeat after me that. What do you see? Tell the person next to you, what do you see? And I said, I see an almond branch. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. Now jump to verse 17. But you dress yourself for work. Arise and say to them, everything that I command you, do not be dismayed by them, lest I dismay you before them. And I, behold, I make you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar, a bronze wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. And listen to this. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you. Amen and amen. The title of my message today is, what do you see? That's the title of my message. And today the Lord wants to open our eyes to see. The Lord wants to do, or the Lord wants to change our vision. The Lord wants to give you a new perspective of what he's seeing, because sometimes our situation does not match with the Word of God. Sometimes what we're going through does not match with what the Lord has said to us. And I've been in that place many times. I was telling yesterday, Pastor Paul, that the Lord, when I was born in a little tiny town in Colombia, and when I was 15 years, the Lord called me, and the Lord gave me great promises, tremendous promises. And I thought that those promises would take place the next month. So I was so happy. Oh my God. That was January 24th, 2006.
And I said, oh my God, in February, I will be in the place where God wants me to be. I will be seeing what the Lord has promised. I will see the glory of God and this and that. But it turns out that nothing that God said happened when I expected it to happen. And the situation was the opposite. And I said to God, well, what's going on? I do not understand. You said something, but what I'm going through, what I'm living, does not match with your promise. And I remembered that when I went to study, because I had to leave my hometown to go to Santa Marta, which is the city where I live now, to study at the university. And the Lord said to me, I will bless you there. You will see my glory. And I was so excited. I will see the glory of God. But it turns out that I did not have money. And I said, God, what's going on? And I told Paul, Pastor Paul, that there was a time I did not have money to go to the university. So I had to walk from my aunt's house to downtown of the city because there was the university branch. And I was there, the campus. And I went there walking in a city that I did not know very well. And I had to take the route that the buses, public transportation, sometimes take, and usually is the longest one. So I walked. I got to the classroom. I sat down. I heard the teacher. But then, in the middle of the class, the teacher said, "Okay, guys, we're gonna take a break, and after the break, we're gonna work on some stuff. So get the copies." And I did not have money for the copies. And I had to leave. And I walked back home. And while I was walking, I was crying and say, God, you promised that you would bless me. But I don't see any blessing here. And the Lord said to me, John, I have to change your nature first if you want to see my blessing upon you. Because if I give you my blessing right away, you will not know how to handle that. People, God has given you promises. He has promised you many things. But sometimes we don't get them because we are not ready for them. But let me tell you something. This is the season for you. This is the season for you. So what are you seeing today? What are you seeing? Because maybe you are focused on the situation. You are focused on the problems. You are focused on the trials. But do not focus on that. Do not focus on that. Because the natural will be the opposite to what the supernatural says. But let me tell you something. We do not live under the system of this world. We belong to a different kingdom. We belong to a different kingdom. The kingdom of God is completely different to the kingdom of this earth. The kingdom of God is ruled by God's time, not by our time. One of my prayers is, God, that my Kronos is aligned with your Kairos, with your time. When I am aligned with God, I will see the blessing of the Lord. I will see the promise of God. So what are you seeing today? And God called Jeremiah. God called him under a very particular time. Jeremiah was called by God when Josiah was the king of Judah. And if you study a little bit about King Josiah, you will see that this guy brought reform to Judah. He brought the people of God had gone through a terrible way because they had forgotten God. They had gone after idols, you know. And Josiah said, okay, let's bring reform. And he brought certain reform. He removed the high place. He removed the idols. And he started doing what was good before the eyes of the Lord. And the first thing I want to tell you today, if you want to see change in your life, if you want to see transformation in your life, you have to remove things that does not bring any pleasure to the Lord. If you want to see God's favor with you, if you want to see the blessing of the Lord, if you want to see God's purpose and plans being accomplished in your life, you will have to remove the idols and abominations that are in our heart. One of the things the Lord had to deal with me was pride. Pride was in my heart. And I thought that I was so good that I deserved everything I wanted. And I remembered I was praying for something. Lord, I want to go to this place. Lord, I want to attend this event. And I took all the steps of faith to accomplish, to get to that place. So I called the hotel. I booked the hotel. I said to my mom, we're going to do this and that. We do not have any money, but I know that we will go. And the Lord did not allow me to go to that place. And I started saying to God, why? If I am a good son, if I do what you tell me to do, why? How dare you, God? For real, I talked to God that way. How dare you? And the Lord said nothing. He was like looking at me. It's like when I'm not a parent, I'm not a father, but when your kid is like, you know, like, but I want this, I want this, I want that. You know, and you don't say anything, you just look at him. Keep talking. Keep talking. Show me your heart. Because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And God said nothing. For 3 days, he was quiet, listening to me. But on the third day, God said, how dare you to talk to me in that way? Who do you think you are? And God said, it's not in your time, it is in my time. It's not when you want, it's when I want. You will not come here and tell me what to do. I am God. We sometimes forget that He is God. And we think that God is like an object that I can manipulate. Or we think that God is an ATM. That I go there, password, and drum. God is not an automated trade machine. God is God. He's sovereign. He does whatever he wants, whenever he wants. And when the Lord started talking to me, it's like, but it was so profound that I said to God, okay, Lord, I got it. I got it. Please don't kill me. Don't kill me. I got it. So the Lord said to me, okay, it's in my time. So that was in 2007. And in November of that year, the Lord allowed me to go to the place where I wanted to go. And that's a mighty man of God that is in Colombia, very used by God. He's mightily used by God. And I was expecting him to come upon me and lay his hand and said, "Receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. From this day on, you will walk in the prophetic. You will do this and that." So I got up to that place with expectation and say, okay, the Lord. I had a preconceived idea of what was going to happen. And I said, okay, Pastor Ricardo is going to pray for me. And he's going to say from the pulpit, "You come up here." And Pastor Ricardo ignored me the whole conference. And okay, so I was so frustrated that I didn't get what I was expecting to get. And I was coming back to my hometown. And while we were leaving the city, I heard the voice of the Lord, because the Lord saw me crying in such frustration. And the Lord said to me, "John, Peter, who changed Peter's life, was not going to a church. Who changed Peter's life was me. You do not need a man to lay his hand on you. You need me. You need me." Listen, you don't need me to tell you stuff about you. You don't need me to prophesy over you. I'm not saying that that is bad. God can use me to tell you something. But what is more important is that you get before the throne of God and God can talk to you face to face like he talked to Moses. That you can have a personal relationship with the Lord. The church is lacking of that. A personal relationship with God. The church, and I'm not saying this church, I'm talking about as the body of Christ. The church has forgotten that there is a head. Jesus is the head. And we don't do whatever we want to do. He sent the Holy Spirit to lead us. He sent the Holy Spirit to lead your life. Let's listen to the Holy Spirit. When God revealed the message to the seven churches, the Bible says, listen to what God is saying. What the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. It doesn't say what the Holy Spirit said. It doesn't say what the Holy Spirit will say. It says what the Holy Spirit says to the church. And the Holy Spirit is constantly talking to the church. The problem is that we don't want to hear God, because sometimes God will tell us something different that we are expecting. One of the problems that I had was that I got before God with preconceived ideas. So I used to pray like this. Okay, God, I want to go to America. But I want you to use this person, and that person that have money will bless me and will take me to America. But when the Lord does the things his own way, but why over here, Lord? I want to go through this. I think it's better through here, God. No, my son, it's through here. But that is a long way. This is the closer one. No, but it's over here. God promised me that in 2006 that I would come to this country. And I saw that promise fulfilled 12 years later. It took me 12 years to see what God had said in the first place. On time, yes. On time. Because when I had the opportunity, the Lord said to me, "No, But you promised me that I would go there.
But it's not the time.
So, okay. I have to obey. I learned that I had to obey. We have to obey. So, if you want to see transformation, reform have to be in your life first. Change will have to be changed. Remove will have to be removed. We are not perfect. We have to change constantly. We have to change constantly. Listen to this. The God that I know is a God that changes lives. If you are the same today that you were long time ago, something's wrong with you. If you're so stubborn, if you want to do stuff the way you want, and if you do not surrender to God, if God have to say, "Oh my God, oh myself," when will you understand that is not your way? When? That was a problem. Yes, oh myself, God said to him, oh myself. That was the problem of the people of Israel. They wanted to do stuff their own way. They wanted to get to the promised land using their own strategy. And they were so focused on the issues, on the problems, on the circumstances, that they have forgotten that they have a cloud of fire there. They got used to God. Okay, the pillar of fire is there. The cloud is there. Okay, I come to church. I sing for a while. How great is our God, oh. And then I leave being the same. And if you keep being the same, you're wasting your time. I'm sorry, but I came to challenge you. You can't keep being the same. God is a God of transformation, but He needs you to surrender. Don't be stubborn. Honestly, I mean it. I was like that. It took some years for me to understand. And I understood it through difficult things. Do not be like that. So, Jeremiah was called. Many of you have been called. Many of you have received many promises from the Lord. And in order to see that, reform has to come to your life. Right? Listen to this. If you want to see transformation over this nation, the United States of America does not need more churches of stones. I mean, with all the respect, my precious brothers and sisters in the Lord, I see many churches. When I was coming with Pastor Paul, he told me, this is a church, another church, and more churches and churches and churches. A lot of churches. But one question that comes to me is, if there are many churches, why is the nation going down? We like to blame politicians, but the blame is ours. Because God did not call the politicians to rule. He called the church to rule. And I'm not talking about being the president or being a senator. It's good to have Christian senators and a president. I'm not saying that. What I mean is that we have more power than the president. Hallelujah. We have the power of prayer. Amen. The church has a higher power than any man of the world. The power of the Holy Spirit. We can rule this nation. we can rule the nations of the earth. In my country, the church prayed. The Lord told me in 2014, because we had election that year. And the Lord said to me, I'm going to allow this president to be reelected because I want my church to pray. He will make my church pray. And it's not because the president called us to pray. It was because the president was doing certain evil stuff. And the church in Colombia understood the power of prayer. And the church rose up and said, we are going to gather in different places to pray. And when the church gathered and prayed, God sent a hurricane called Matthew that went through the coast and did not allow people to go to boat for what the president wanted. And what happened was that the president was expecting a yes from the people, but he received a no from God because the church prayed. That's the power of prayer. If the senators are passing legislations that are against the Bible, that are against the will of God, shame on us, church. Because we did not pray. Not shame of the politicians. Shame on us. Okay? Are you feeling okay? People are looking at me like, why did God send that guy from Colombia to tell us that? Thank God I'm leaving soon. I don't want to leave, believe me. I one of the things I'm going to move to this country, I'm praying for that. I'm praying for that, believe me. So the U.S. does not need more churches of four walls. It needs the living church. It needs the living church to rise up and say, here we are. Satan, you will not mess up with us anymore. Amen. The church has the power. Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Let me tell you something. Why is that the gates of hell are prevailing against the church? Because you see the gates of illness destroying the church. You see pornography destroying the young people of the church. Why is that? So, Jesus said, I will build my church, my ecclesia. I will build up my church. The problem is that the church does not allow Jesus to build. We want to build. We want to take the place of Jesus. And we are not the head. We are the body. So, if we are building and we are not letting Jesus to build, that's why Satan comes and say, okay, I can destroy you. But if we let Jesus build, Satan will not prevail. And let me tell you something, and I prophesy today that if you let Jesus build the church in your heart, if you let Jesus build the inner temple, you will do great things for God, and Satan will run away. I see the enemy running away from a living church, from a church that lives in the light of God. We have forgotten to be the light of this world. I'm going to tell you something. God does not play to be God. Satan does not play to be Satan. But why is that the church is plain to be the church? We forget that we are the church when we leave this place. We are the church when we are in Walmart. We are the church when we are watching football. We are the church when we are watching soccer. We are the church everywhere we go. I remember that when I was a student, I had to do my internships. And I wanted to go abroad, but the Lord told me, no, you will go and work with the government. The government? Lord, are you crazy? No, I'm not. Go to work with the government. So the first day I arrived to the building, I said, the kingdom of God enters in this place because I am an ambassador of the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God goes with me wherever I go, and I declare the kingdom of God is in this place. Every corruption, every single thing that is hidden will come to light. And a few weeks later, I was there. Many things that were hidden started to come to light. Many things that were hidden started to come to light. Because we are light. That is the kingdom of God. Wherever you go, wherever you work, declare the kingdom of God enters in this place. And you will see new things in the place where you are. Amen? So we are the people. We are the church called by God. I have to move on. Jesus. God is not seeking perfect people. He makes perfect those who seek him. If you are expecting to be perfect, oh, Brother John, I don't serve God. I'm afraid of saying stuff because I'm not perfect. Well, this one that is in front of you is not perfect. We go through a process of perfection every time we go before the presence of God. The donkey that got used to talk to this prophet did not have 40 days of fast on her. The donkey said, here is my mouth, Lord, speak. And God spoke. God is waiting for a willing vessel to be used by him. I'm not against fasting. Don't say now to Pastor Paul, this guy from Colombia said that we should not fast. I'm not saying that. You have to fast. I like fasting. You said you do not like fasting. I'm just kidding. Don't take it seriously, please. No. But what I mean is that we think sometimes that God will use us because we make that face of perfection. Look at me, God. But God says, I'm not interested in how you look. I am interested in your heart. David was not taken into account by his father. Do you have another one? Oh yeah. Yeah, but I don't think that guy qualified for this. Nah. If the oldest one didn't qualify, how can David qualify for that? But let's call him. And when David entered, favor of God was on him. And God said, that's the one. Even Samuel was surprised. And Samuel was a seer. And this is the chosen one. Are you sure? Well, this guy doesn't look like a king, Lord. Are you sure? I don't look what men see. I look at the heart. And God said, anoint him. And Samuel, this is the new king. Maybe the world thinks we don't qualify, and we don't care what the world thinks. If God says, you qualify to do this, you are qualified to do this, that's what matters. So the problem with the church, we focus more, or we pay more attention to what the world is saying, instead of paying more attention to what God is saying. And Jeremiah said, but God, are you crazy? I'm a boy. I'm a boy, Lord. I can't do that. We focus sometimes more on our limitations. But God says, don't say that. Listen to this. God said, don't say that. Don't say that you're a boy because you will do whatever I tell you to do. Do you remember when Zechariah was doing his office in the temple and the angel appeared and God said, you will have a baby. That man did not believe. He was saying, but look at me. Everything is old. My wife, look at her, is old. How that can be possible? And God, what did God do? He closed his mouth. Because if Zechariah kept talking, John the Baptist would have been aborted. For real, I mean it. Because he was not speaking life. He was speaking death. So sometimes God says, shut up. Shut up. Because what you're saying can kill my purpose in you. Do you remember? The Bible says in Genesis 1 that God created the heaven and the earth. And then it says that the earth was what? Without form. Right? And the Holy Spirit was moving upon the face. Right? Let me think about it. If everything was in disorder, everything was without form, why the Holy Spirit did not do anything to change that? He was there. But he didn't do anything. Things kept going the way they were. But until God says, let there be light, and the Holy Spirit said, okay, light. Listen to this. Sometimes our life is a mess. And we are not talking life. We are speaking death. But when we aligned with God, and we said what God is saying, the Holy Spirit is going to act and going to move in our favor. Yeah. I'm almost done. Don't worry. We have to align with the heavens. And the Holy Spirit will release his power. God is only moved when he hears his own words spoken through our mouth. Yes. These guys went to rebuke a demon. We rebuke you. We command you to leave in the name of Jesus, the one that Paul, but not Rod, but Paul is preaching. The one that Paul preaches. And the demon said, we know Jesus. We know who Paul is. Who are you? Because in the kingdom of God is not how I look. In the kingdom of God is not what I have. In the kingdom of God is who I am. Jesus never introduced himself as I have power. He never said, I have life. He never said, I have resurrection. He always introduced himself as, I am life. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection. We focus more on the things we don't have or the things we want to have instead of focusing on to be what we say. If Jesus said, I am the light, it's because he carried, he became that. The Bible called us to be the light of this world. So the church has to be the church. You have to be the church. What are you seeing in your life? What are you seeing? And I would add, what are you being? What are you being, church? Jeremiah was seeing all his limitations. He was saying, God, look at this. God, I am this. God, this and that. And God said, don't say that. When God changed Jeremiah's life, he could see what God was seeing. When you allow God to change your mind, you will start seeing what God is seeing. But it's up to us. We have to let God be God. We have to let God be God. Amen. And I haven't said all that I have planned for this. But church, this is what the Spirit is saying to us. Be the church. What are you seeing in your life? Probably doesn't match with what I have said. But the Lord says, this is the season. This is the season. This is the season. Do not see yourself as people that are defeated. You know, I was praying once, and I was praying, Satan, I command you to go, and this and that. And all of a sudden, Satan's voice entered into my room and said, who do you think you are to tell me to leave? And I said, well, I am a son of the living God. And Satan said, no, no, you are defeated. You have no power. You are a sinner. And I said, yes, you're right, Satan. I am a sinner. But guess what? The sacrifice of Jesus on the cross covers me, cleansed me, and God forgave me. But you made a mistake, and I know that the sacrifice of Jesus does not cover you. So there is hope for me. There was no hope for you. Every time I fell, I will keep failing, Satan. But I can find forgiveness in God. You can't find anything. And when I said that, the enemy left. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. You don't have a weak God. You have a mighty God. Our God is not weak. The God that I know is a mighty God. Amen? Please, let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these people, Lord, that they can understand, Lord, who they are in you and who you are in them, Lord. I pray, Father, right now for healing for over your people. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Somebody has been suffering pain in the back, but right now the Holy Spirit is healing you. Receive healing right now in the name of Jesus. Receive healing right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody has been feeling so stressed out and feeling depressed, but the Holy Spirit today is delivering you from that burden. In the name of Jesus, I command that thing to go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Receive healing right now. Receive healing in the name of Jesus. Receive healing. Receive the power of the Holy Spirit today. The power of the Holy Spirit breaks the yoke. The anointing breaks the yoke. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray for your people. I declare that the purpose, the plans that you have for them, Lord, will be accomplished. and they will align with you, Lord. I declare right now in Jesus' name that they will see your glory. They will see your glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you for what you're doing with them. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. I love you. I love you, people. I love you. Give the best hand clap to the Lord. Give the best hand clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You guys blessed? Hey, guys. Now, listen. We want our guest to go eat first. Doesn't that make you feel weird, though? Kind of make you feel weird.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Listen, I don't know. Just we want to treat Brother John really, really good. So whenever he gets over there, save him some food, huh?
Well, you better get over there first.
Yeah. Well, looky here, guys. This Wednesday, Brother John's going to be back here at 7 p.m. So why don't you just go ahead and call into work, whatever you want to do. I'll sign a note for you saying you were sick. But you won't leave here sick. No, come on up here this Wednesday.
It's going to be a prophetic night.
It's going to be a... You want to say anything?
On Wednesday is going to be a prophetic night. I'm going to prophesy over all of you in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to be talking about building the inner temple. What is required to build that inner temple in us. But more importantly, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to try to pray for everybody that day, okay? So come with a lot of expectation that if the Lord did something good to you today, what he will do on Wednesday is going to be even better. Amen? So I'll be waiting for you.
Okay, everybody, I'll see you Wednesday night.